2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, April 26th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's raining in downtown Salt Lake City and 39 degrees.
And snowing in Little Cottonwood where restrictions are in place. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Thousands of COVID-19 vaccine appointments are going unused across the state. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
In Utah County alone, there are around 6,000 open appointments. Eastland Tolman Hill with the County Health Department says it's hard to nail down why people aren't filling those spots, but hesitancy and a lack of convenience may be factors right now. She says one possible solution could be meeting people where they already are. That could include churches, schools, and businesses.
We're not doing that currently. However, we are certainly willing to look at any and all options.
The Davis County Health Department says they can bring a vaccination bus to your business. Right now, they're reporting around 4,700 open appointments, while Salt Lake County has roughly 2,000 open appointments. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
DMV postcards are back by popular demand and money. The Utah legislature approved funding so the Department of Motor Vehicles can afford sending out paper notifications to car owners. The DMV is requesting everyone update their physical addresses so the cards get to where they need to go. People can still request email notification on their website at dmv.utah.gov. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. No one is hurt after police responded to reports of shots fired at a middle school in Minnesota this morning. A school official says multiple shots were fired by a student who was in a school hallway. Here's David Hutchinson, Hennepin County Sheriff.
Thank God there's a school resource officer there to handle and de-escalate the situation so nobody is hurt.
No, one person is in custody in Plymouth. Police are also looking for additional suspects. Every American adult is now eligible to receive a COVID vaccine, but not every adult who has been vaccinated so far is fully immunized. Some are ignoring the second dose. ABC's Sherry Preston with more.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both require a second booster shot, but about 8% of people, 5 million Americans who have gotten the first dose, have not gone back for the second one. And ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says you should probably do that because
you only get full immunity 14 days after your second dose.
The good news is if you're a little behind, Dr. Ali says it's okay.
Even if you're 6 weeks after the first dose, you can still go in and schedule your second dose of both the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Call the number on your vaccine card to find out more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The U.S. will begin sharing its entire supply of vaccines from AstraZeneca once that vaccine clears federal safety reviews. 60 million doses are expected to be available for export in the coming months. This will expand the Biden administration's action last month to share about 4 million doses of the vaccine with Mexico and Canada. The U.S. has been under mounting pressure in recent weeks to share more of its vaccine supply with the world, especially as nations like India experience devastating surges. India's COVID-19 surge is now the world's deadliest. ABC's Julia McFarlane has more.
In the capital, Delhi, hospitals overwhelmed, out of oxygen, shutting the door to people battling the virus. Other centers using cardboard for beds or forced to treat people on gurneys outside, even in rickshaws. The rate of infections shattering world records for the fourth day in a row. More than 2,700 dead in just 24 hours and nearly 350,000 new cases. And some experts say the real number may be even 10 times higher.
The White House says the U.S. is working to send medical supplies to India. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. All eyes are on President Biden as he's set to give a big speech Wednesday night to a joint session of Congress. ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks looks forward.
President Biden preparing to address a joint session of Congress, where he'll lay out the promises for his next 100 days in office and beyond. His big push now, that massive $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president says it will create millions of jobs. It's a plan the majority of Americans support. But as the nation deals with a surge of mass shootings, advocates are pressing the White House to do more to curb gun violence. The administration calling on Congress to step up on gun reform and police reform. Lawmakers hopeful for a bipartisan compromise there.
The president's address will be Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening, local time. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up a major gun rights case. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe breaks down what it could mean.
The case involves New York State's handgun licensing law. That law requires someone who wants to carry a handgun in public to demonstrate proper cause in order to obtain a license. So someone can get a license for hunting, or a store owner could get one for protection. The plaintiffs in the case include a gun rights group and two New York City men who tried to get a license to carry in public and were denied. They claim that law-abiding citizens have a Second Amendment right to carry a gun in public. The justices announced today that they will look at the question of whether the state's denial of applications for concealed carry licenses for self-defense violated the Second Amendment. Amy Kobe, KSL News Radio.
We are getting a look at other cases the Supreme Court will take up later this year. One will decide if the CIA can keep details of its post-9/11 detention activities overseas a secret. Another case looks at free speech and whether the First Amendment restricts the authority of an elected body to censure a member over speech. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Justice Department will investigate policing practices in Louisville in the wake of Breonna Taylor's 2020 death. The announcement today from Attorney General Merrick Garland. Garland said the pattern or practice probe will seek to determine whether the Louisville police have engaged in a history of abusive and unlawful tactics. The department is also investigating the Minneapolis Police Department. Coming up on KSL, stinging caterpillars are out in high numbers this year. What to look out for? Plus, a look at your rainy noontime drive.
The roads are very wet. Potential for hydroplaning high and restrictions in place for Little Cottonwood Canyon, where it's snow-packed in the upper levels. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
More news coming to KSL.
KSL's top story this hour.
And more inside sources.
We're going to divide the rage from the reason.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
Would you like to take BYU classes? You can. An exciting new program, Flex GE at BYU, allows students not admitted to BYU to earn transferable credits and enjoy campus life. The application process is quick and easy. Sign up now for in-person or online spring and summer term classes. 12-month online enrollments are also available. Learn more at flexge.byu.edu. That's flexge.byu.edu.
Andrea Bocelli in concert, presented by Stiefel. Saturday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m., Vivint Arena. Tickets on sale Monday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at vivintarena.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a lot of shots, the COVID-19 shots, are going unused across the state. One of the biggest spots is Utah County. If you are still looking to get your vaccine, that's maybe the place to check first. KSL News Time 1208. The latest menace to invade your garden is one that can harm both you and your plants. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
With their colors, shapes, and unique way of moving around, caterpillars are undeniably cool to look at. Look, not touch.
My rule of thumb is that if you see a caterpillar that has hairs on its body, don't touch it.
Says entomologist Molly Keck.
It probably looks that way for a reason.
Some of those hairs may be venomous spines that cause skin irritation on the low end, a trip to the ER for someone who's allergic. Specialists are seeing an unusually high number of stinging caterpillars this year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A woman in Oklahoma is now free of a felony embezzlement charge after she didn't return a VHS video to a store in 1999. Karen Scarborough Davis discovered that she had a 21-year-old outstanding warrant for her arrest in the state. She was charged with embezzlement of rental property for the VHS of Sabrina the Teenaged Witch. Now, the DA's office dismissed Davis's case last week. One local restaurant says they are just winging it right now because of a nationwide chicken wing shortage. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
President of R&R Barbecue, Neil Hartford, says the shortage is caused by a number of factors, including a spike in demand, a spike in prices over the past year, and more restaurants offering the snack delicacy.
There's restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings that aren't even selling wings right now. If you could imagine.
He says it looks like for a time being, their award-winning wings won't be as readily available. He says they'll continue to get shipments, but that may not last but for a week or two at a time. The National Chicken Council says in February of 2020, the average price of wings was $1.81 a pound. In February 2021, that same pound averaged $2.65. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And let's get a look at your noontime drive. Ricky Meese, you have some wet roads and snowy roads.
Very wet, very snowy up high. For those in the valley, though, it definitely has taken a toll. Right now, I'm seeing delays northbound I-15 going through Ogden, especially as you are approaching. I'm going to say that's probably about 26th Street in the Ogden area. So prior to that, 24th Street also. So just be prepared for some slowdowns. Not sure what's causing it. We don't have an accident reported yet. Where we do have a crash, and it is affecting both directions of traffic. This is in Davis County. This is Highway 189, not too far from 2600 South in the Bountiful Woods Cross area, approximately 3200 South. Left lanes blocked in both directions. Salt Lake County freeways, not too bad. I-15, and that's going to be from Bountiful all the way to Bluffdale in decent shape. But don't forget, we do have restrictions in place for Little Cottonwood Canyon. It starts out a wet drive, but turns into a snowy commute the higher up you go. Traction devices, chains, or four-wheel drive are required for all vehicles. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I was a little surprised at all the standing water on the freeway. Let's get the very latest on the forecast now, see what's going to happen with Grant Wayman.
Cool day out there with rain and 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Hey, it's going to continue raining right now, 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, over 50% of the state's eligible adults have at least one COVID shot. Now the state is focusing on minority populations. We'll walk through that with Lieutenant Governor on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%, APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a quarter percent can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Do you have problems with your feet? Do you experience numbness in your feet?
Do your feet tingle? Do you find it hard to golf anymore? Does it feel like you're increasing in your handicap? Have you been told you have neuropathy? Has it spread your hands yet and affecting any activity that you want to do? Have you tried drugs and other treatments that didn't help? Or have you been told you've got to live with this and nothing can be done? If you've answered yes to any of these, you're in luck. You're going to want to write this down. 801-917-0900. That's 801-917-0900. Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Singleton, and every day I see patients in my office who have suffered for years from neuropathy and are finally getting the relief the right way. In my office, my goal is to find the cause of your problem. So call me now at 801-917-0900 to schedule a free consultation with me to see if you qualify for up to 2 free visits to see if this revolutionary drug-free treatment can help you, or go to painreliefneuropathy.com to schedule your appointment now. That's painreliefneuropathy.com to have a better game this year.
If you're ready to create a unique engagement ring that captures your love story, visit Shane Company. Our jewelry consultants will respect your budget and show you all the possibilities for your engagement ring within your price range. Our ring settings are beautiful, designed by us, and made with uncompromising standards. We have the largest selection of natural diamonds in all the traditional shapes, as well as a deep selection of the trending shapes, including oval, radiant, cushion, and pear. For a unique look, get a colorful gemstone for the center stone. We have sapphires in over a dozen colors and red rubies, as well as peach morganite and stunning aquamarine. Create your ring today. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
thousands of COVID-19 vaccine appointments are going unused across the state. In Utah County alone, there's about 6,000 open appointments this week. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Justice Department will investigate the Louisville Metro Police Department 13 months after the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the probe will look into whether the department has a history of being abusive. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the rain is definitely taking a toll. We have a new crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, about 9200 West. It's been moved to the right shoulder, but an accident northbound I-215's East Belt, about 5900 South. That one blocking a left lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it is raining downtown, 39 degrees. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Attorney General Merrick Garland today announcing an investigation into the Louisville Police Department, which has faced scrutiny in the death of Breonna Taylor.
It will determine whether LMPD engages in unconstitutional stops, searches, and seizures, as well as whether the department unlawfully executes search warrants on private homes.
He says it will also assess whether the department engages in discriminatory conduct on the basis of race. Meanwhile, in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, protests and growing calls to release the body camera footage from a deadly law enforcement shooting of a black man. Police not giving many specifics, but they did say that they were trying to serve warrants on felony possession when 42-year-old Andrew Brown was shot in the back. Benjamin Crump is the family's attorney.
It's so important, y'all, that we not let them sweep this under the rug.
Seven officers have been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. New audio released from Loveland, Colorado, is said to be of police officers laughing about a violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia and a condition making communication difficult.
I'm not doing anything.
In body-worn camera, you can hear 73-year-old Karen Garner pleading that she just wanted to go home. She had been accused of stealing $13 worth of goods from Walmart. In a scuffle with an officer, her arm was broken and shoulder dislocated, but she was never given medical treatment. Newly released surveillance video shows officers watching and laughing at the video like it was a TV show. A federal lawsuit has been filed against the officers involved. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden spoke with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today about the nation's record COVID surge, promising medicine and equipment. You're listening
to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. More than half of those who are eligible for the COVID vaccine in Utah have had at least one shot. Utah's Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says the big concern now is making sure the vaccine rates actually reflect the population, especially when it comes to serving Utah's minorities.
Just because the vaccine might be available, just because a person might be eligible to receive the vaccine, does not mean that they actually have access the vaccine. So we are trying to eliminate the barriers to access for vaccines in all of the communities in Utah. And it's tough. It's so much easier to just have these big, huge mass vaccination sites and, you know, vaccinate those who show up. But there are a lot of people in a lot of different communities in the state, and our ethnic communities and our rural communities and frontier communities that just simply won't go or can't go for whatever reason, to a mass vaccination site. So it's time that we're switching our strategy to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to get a vaccine. And our vaccination rates in some of our ethnic communities, 38% of Asian adults, 30% of Hispanics, 30% of or 20% of Black adults have received at least one dose. And to put that into perspective, there are 48% of white adults have received at least one dose. So we're seeing a disproportionate share in the white community being able to have access and getting this vaccine. So we're trying really hard to reach into those other communities and other areas of the state to make sure that every single person in the state who wants to get a vaccine actually has access to a dose.
Lieutenant Governor Henderson also tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic that being able to use Johnson & Johnson vaccine again will help the state vaccinate more people. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, mountains still the biggest canyons, I should say, still the biggest traffic trouble spot?
No, it's the valley.
Whoa.
I think we're seeing hydroplaning situations right. taking place, and the potential for that is high. And sometimes, even if you have great tires, hydroplaning can really lift you off of the surface of the pavement just enough to make you fishtail a little bit. We have one car that's actually facing the wrong direction, so he is totally spun around. This is going to be on I-215's East Belt going northbound. It's going to be shortly after Knutson's Corner, about 5900 south. He is over to the left. They mostly have it over to the shoulder. It's not causing any delay, but this is an indication of what we're dealing with the wet roads. Then in Davis County, a crash with possible injuries blocking both directions of the left lanes of traffic. Highway 89 at about 3200 south in the Bountiful and Woods Cross area. Also an accident eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, approximately 9200 west. That's been moved to the right, but we have had some slowing in that area. Yes, we definitely have snow in the higher elevations. Restrictions are in place for Little Cotton Wood Canyon. All vehicles, traction devices are required. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see how long this wet weather is going to last. Grant Wayman here with the 7-day forecast.
Rain showers today. It's a cool day in the 40s. Tapers off late afternoon. Rain mixing with snow tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high, 55. Sunshine Wednesday, we're up to 65 degrees. Ah, then it's really going to warm up. 73 on Thursday, mostly sunny. 79 on Friday, lots of sun. 82, partly cloudy Saturday. And then on Sunday, cools down a bit, cloudy and 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
From one extreme to the other, right now 40 degrees, and it's still raining in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, quick check of the markets. It's a mixed day. The Dow is the one that is down right now, but only by 20 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
If you've been diagnosed with cataracts, it may be time to have your vision restored with cataract surgery. But did you know that new lens technology available at Hoops Vision can not only restore vision, but actually improve it? Imagine the vision of your youth, before glasses, readers, and bifocals. A new light-adjustable lens gives Hoops Vision surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. And the Panoptix trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading, enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, or even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hope's Vision offers the latest technology in modern cataract surgery for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hope's Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and introducing Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in. So get in on Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing gig speeds over Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-5.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time 1225. Spanish police have arrested a man who spread COVID-19 to 22 people. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has more from the Foreign Desk.
Spain's national police arresting a 40-year-old man in Mallorca over the weekend on charges of a crime of injury, saying the man went to work and to the gym while showing symptoms of COVID-19, including a fever of 104 degrees. The man reportedly coughed with his mask lowered, telling his colleagues, quote, "I am going to infect you all with the coronavirus," end quote. As a result, 8 people were directly infected. Police say those people infected another 14. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Watch Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Apple is announcing plans to invest billions in the U.S. The company says they will invest more than $430 billion in the next 5 years and add 20,000 new jobs nationwide. This is an increase, a 20% increase from Apple's original five-year goal of $350 billion set in 2018. Costco is bringing back a crowd favorite. The retailer will offer food samples again from booths with plexiglass barriers. The first samples on the docket will be breakfast sandwiches, meatballs, and noodle dishes. KSL Drives, Honda is set to phase out all of its gasoline-powered vehicles in North America. The automaker set 2040 as a deadline to get it done, but Honda's CEO says they expect 40% of the sales will be battery powered by 2030. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 21 points, sitting at 34,022. S&P 500 up by 11. The NASDAQ, it's the big winner today, up by 117 points. What would you do if a bat flew into your family room? Governor Spencer Cox shared a video of his family's reaction this weekend. Here's a taste of the shocked screams. Okay, it's funny to listen to now, but I bet it wasn't funny then. Governor Cox tweeted, "You learn a lot about a person's disaster personality when a bat enters the room." He and his family were visiting his parents in St. George, and he says that he and his father were able to get it out of the room thanks to a broom. He also apologized to the neighbors and the bat, who were likely traumatized by all the chaos. We will check your traffic coming up next. KSL News Time, 1228.
Everyone's listening to KSL in the afternoon. Oh, Jeff Kaplan, the Minute of News.
Jeff's Minute.
I love the Minute of News.
Here's what they love.
Yesterday's announcement could be one of the most important in pizza history. A few airfares double over the past 7 days. Stupidity on TikTok. A lot of people are angry at Dr. Seuss. That's cancel culture right there.
Think about the news. Enjoy the news.
Listen daily between 3 and 7 to KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
This week's movie show brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers. KSL News Time 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we've had a crash. It's now moved over to the right shoulder. This is going to be on I-215's East Belt going northbound after Knutson's Corner, approximately 5900 south. Again, on the right shoulder, but there's just a lot of water on that roadway. The 21st South Freeway also reporting a crash about 9200 west. This is in the Magna area. This one has been moved to the right, even though we have had some slowing there. We have a new accident for Davis County drivers. Southbound I-15 Hillfield Road, it's being moved out of traffic to the shoulder as well. And then crews are in the final cleanup stages of this accident. Highway 89, approximately 3200 south in the Bountiful Woods Cross area. If you're out driving, just be aware, a lot of water on the roads. Even if you slow down 5 miles per hour, you're going to do yourself a favor. Lights and wipers on and restrictions in place for Fort Little Cottonwood Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Storm going to green things up here for us. Rain 40s today. More rain mixing with snow tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon, we warm up to 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's raining and 39 degrees. Our top story this hour is breaking news. The mayor of Manoway is resigning. Mayor Michael Johnson posted the resignation on the city's Facebook page. The city's former police chief has accused the mayor of firing him for not writing enough speeding tickets. Mayor Johnson writes that he hopes the divisiveness in the town will now stop and the healing will begin. The state is boosting its effort to reach minority communities and rural communities so they can get the COVID-19 vaccine. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
And Maria, thousands of vaccination appointments have opened up. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson tells KSL's David Dujanovic that just because more appointments are open, it doesn't necessarily mean people have access to a mass vaccination clinic. So she says they're sending more mobile clinics to schools, long-term care facilities, and large businesses. So far, though, she says only 38% of Asians in Utah have received one dose, along with roughly 30% of Hispanics and 20% of Black people in Utah. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Health officials in Utah are supportive of the CDC's and FDA's decision to resume use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. On this morning's Dave and Dujanovic, Intermountain's Dr. Tamara Sheffield says the benefits outweigh the risks.
In looking at the risks for this versus someone waiting and not getting the vaccine, they are at much higher risk of death from COVID than from having a case of clotting.
Dr. Sheffield says pausing the J&J vaccine was a good decision, but she worries it might lead to more hesitancy. Bad news if you think scrolling through your phone at night won't hurt your sleep. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
A BYU study says that the night mode or night shift setting on smartphones doesn't make any difference to better sleep. Associate psychology professor Chad Jensen says young adults especially might assume that's the case because the phone company said so.
There is research conducted in the laboratory suggesting that blue wavelength light affects sleep onset and sleep duration. But when we take it out into the real world, so to speak, our question was, does it really work? In this study, the answer was no.
Jensen says put the phone away in the hour before bed. Scrolling through might be what's actually keeping your brain awake longer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows that President Biden has a 52% approval rating. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega breaks down the other numbers in the poll.
On immigration, that is a big issue for this White House. What's happening at the southern border continues to perplex this White House here. Just 37% of people say that they approve of the job he's done here.
The president will give his first speech to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. President Biden is officially designating the murder of 1.5 million Armenians as genocide. ABC's Connor Finnegan explains why this is so important after more than a century.
It's such an emotional issue because this was the slaughter of 1.5 million people in what is modern-day Turkey, at the time, the Ottoman Empire. And the Turks have considered this just part of the atrocities committed during World War I. It's part of the violence, they say, of this global conflict. But for Armenians, they were targeted because of their nationality, their religion, and the slaughter and deportation of so many people is obviously still a very raw issue for these communities, for these families.
Other presidents have acknowledged the mass killings but did not use the word genocide due to Turkish objections. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. Boyd Matheson joins me in just a few minutes to discuss the reaction to the designation in Utah. It's a dire situation in California when it comes to water. Temperatures are set to begin heating up this week to the mid-90s, kicking off the hot, dry summer. Here's ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Up and down California already, there's talk about the need to impose water restrictions again, something not seen since 2015. Some water officials say this is the driest year on record, with very little rain and snow. Lakes and reservoirs are low. In Santa Rosa, burned by so many recent wildfires, Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal says they may declare fire season early.
We're faced with what we anticipated is potentially a long, dry summer.
And often much of California doesn't see any rain from May to about December. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Elon Musk is set to host Saturday Night Live. The billionaire will join the show on May 8th to show off his comedic chops. Miley Cyrus will join Musk as a musical guest. Musk is no stranger to being in front of the camera. He's popped up in Marvel's Iron Man 2, and he was on a 2015 episode of The Simpsons and in several episodes of South Park. Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson joins me in studio to discuss the Utah reaction after President Biden designated the killing of Armenians a century ago as genocide. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A lot of water on your roads in the valley, and that's creating a lot of accidents. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson.
I think above all, I think we have to remember, regardless of what the social distance is, we still need to make sure we've got space for some social grace.
It's an expanded Inside Sources. From one all the way to three. Tell Alexa or any smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Is your home friendly? Meaning, is it protected by friendly home services? We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Or get $600 off a new sewer line installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic-yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time. or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love, thedirtbag.com. Thedirtbag.com.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this half hour. The state is boosting its COVID-19 vaccine effort to reach minority communities and rural communities. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says it's about making sure everyone has the opportunity to get the shot. KSL News Time, 12:38. President Biden officially recognized the killing of 1.5 million Armenians a century ago as genocide. Boyd Matheson will have an Armenian on his show this afternoon to discuss what that means. And Boyd, explain for us why this is so important that the president used the word genocide.
You know, I think it's important, as we always say, that if we don't learn from history, we're destined to repeat it. And I think one of the things the administration was trying to do is to make sure that we don't have a repeat of this kind of behavior where, you know, 1.5 million Armenians were deported. They were massacred. They were marched to death. And we just need to remember and understand that. And while there is some risk to the administration in terms of the relationship with Turkey, I think it was a really important stand to take. And as you mentioned, we're going to be joined today by Aaron Shirinian, who for 3 years was a U.S. diplomat stationed in Armenia. He's based out of Washington, D.C., has some nice Utah ties. But he's going to give us some perspective in terms of the Armenian people themselves.
And it's important to let people know that there are people in Utah that are directly impacted by this.
Yes, absolutely. And it's amazing. One of the things that President Biden pointed out that I loved was just how the Armenian people were scattered into all the different parts of the world, but have become this positive force in communities, especially here in the United States. One quick quote I just have to share, because this to me really gets to the essence of the Armenian people. Mm-hmm. Says, I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race, meaning the Armenians, this small tribe of unimportant people whose wars have all been fought and lost, whose structures have crumbled, literature unread, music is unheard, prayers are no longer answered. Go ahead. Try to destroy Armenia. See if you can do it. Send them into the desert without bread or water. Burn their homes and churches. Then see if they will not laugh, sing, and pray again.
Powerful.
Love it.
Powerful. Thank you, Boyd.
Thank you.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Source, is coming your way from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Let's get you the very latest on the drive. It is a wet one in Ricky Meese, so we've had quite a few problems out there.
We have. We have definitely seen our fair share of issues due to the rain in the valley. Right now, though, I'm looking at snow. Through one live traffic camera, I'm looking at I-80 and Parley's Canyon, and there's definitely snow flurries. But the good news is it's mostly a wet road surface there. But I'm also looking at Little Cottonwood Canyon up at the top of the canyon, and wow, it is snow-packed and covered. If you are going to be traveling Little Cottonwood, restrictions are in place. It may start out wet roads in the valley. That's going to change the higher up you go. So keep that in mind. Chains or four-wheel drive required for all vehicles. We have a new accident. Northbound I-15 in Davis County in Kaysville is being moved to the left shoulder. A crash on southbound Highway 89, not far from the earlier one. This one at 2600 South Woods Cross. That one in the center lane of traffic. We had an accident reported. I-15 right about Hillfield Road. It looks like they've been able to get that one out of the way. And then we have a couple of crashes on the 21st South Freeway. One is eastbound SR-201 to go eastbound I-80 at the ramp. Another one is westbound on the 21st South Freeway at the 5600 West off-ramp. And then the crews are still clearing up the crash eastbound SR-201, 9200 West. So we have definitely seen the rain take a toll on the roads. So definitely use caution out there. Plan now to see the highly anticipated Witnesses, hailed as 2021's Best Picture Film. Witnesses, the family movie event of the summer, exclusively in theaters June 4th. Tickets on sale Wednesday at witnesses.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a quick check of the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Cool day out there with rain and 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 40 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, Has it seemed especially windy this spring? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson will break down what is normal and what's not when it comes to Utah's windstorms. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new study says night shift on your smartphone really doesn't make any difference at night to getting you better sleep. And you need to get 8 to 9 hours, too. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the mayor of Manaway is resigning. Michael Johnson made the announcement on the city's Facebook page earlier today. The city's former police chief has accused the mayor of firing him for not writing enough speeding tickets. Third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
A couple of new crashes popping up, and one is being reported about 40th West. That's near Bangor Highway at 1820 South. And crews are also responding to a crash with possible injuries southbound I-15 at 1300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We got rain in into the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland today launching an investigation of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department more than a year after the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor.
It will determine whether LMPD engages in unconstitutional stops, searches, and seizures, as well as whether the department unlawfully executes search warrants on private homes.
Meanwhile, a North Carolina family and the attorney of Andrew Brown expected today to take a look at the body cam video of his police-involved death, allegedly shot in the back while fleeing from a warrant service, growing calls for that video to be made public. President Biden on the phone today with India's prime minister, promising medicine and supplies as that country experiences a record surge in COVID-19 cases. This year's pandemic edition of the Oscars took a big hit in the ratings, down a record 58% from last year. Just under 10 million American viewers watched. On Wall Street, the Dow down 12 points. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Wild weather in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Weather watchers are issuing another winter weather advisory as they predict a significant amount of moisture and high winds in the northern part of the state today. Meteorologists say the weather this past year has been especially windy with more high wind events than normal. Details now from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Last September, wind gusts were reaching 100 miles an hour in some spots of the state, toppling hundreds of trees, ripping out headstones, and causing a lot of damage. Some Salt Lake City residents say it caused the same kind of damage the 1999 tornado did.
Postponed because the city's not been... kind of looks like a war zone.
Back in January, there was another wind event.
We've been seeing some gusts already close to 70 miles an hour.
And even just a couple weeks ago, the National Weather Service issued a high wind warning.
Could be a wild night and early morning where some areas may see winds up to 70 miles an hour.
It feels like we just keep having more and more of these wind events. And they're not little events, right? These are 60, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour events that are tipping over trees, that are causing property damage.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says this is one of the windiest springs that Davis County has ever seen. Does this mean we can keep expecting more strong wind events? Well, not necessarily. Eubank says climate models that look a month ahead do nothing to predict the wind. However, Eubank can guarantee that any wind will be bad during this fire season.
Anytime you have an epically record-breaking drought and you deal with summer temperatures, any amount of wind is going to exacerbate the fire condition.
It is possible we could have a very wet spring, which would bring the fire potential down considerably. However, National Weather Service meteorologist Christine Cruz says that is doubtful.
There's nothing that says that we will change the pattern of rain. We're staying active, which is good. But there's nothing that we're seeing that says it's going to be this markedly wet spring.
Some of the most destructive winds come in the form of downslope winds, which happens when cold, dense air gets pushed from the east over the mountains and then it picks up speed going down the slopes. Cruz says we've had several of those this year, but not necessarily an abnormal amount.
About every 2 to 0.5 years or so, we do see, that's the average over the last 60, 70 years, we do see these downslope wind events pretty regularly. This year, we've had 4 to 5, depending on what criteria you use.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we've had a lot of accidents, which is an indication that speeds are in excess of current driving conditions with so much water on the roadways. Our latest accident is a crash. It's now moved over to the right shoulder, southbound I-15, 1300 south. We also have a new crash for Davis County drivers. This is westbound 200 north at 300 west in Kaysville. Also, an accident on I-15 northbound in Kaysville. That's been moved to the shoulder. A new accident for drivers in Parley's Canyon, eastbound I-80, a couple of miles east of Lambs. They're getting that moved over to the shoulder. Highway 89 southbound, a crash at 2600 south, blocking a center lane of traffic. We also just have a lot of water on the roads, but snow in the higher elevations, and that's why we have restrictions in place for Little Cottonwood Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Rain showers today. It's a cool day in the 40s. Tapers off late afternoon. Rain mixing with snow tomorrow morning. And tomorrow's high, 55. Sunshine Wednesday, we're up to 65 degrees. Then it's really going to warm up. 73 on Thursday, mostly sunny. 79 on Friday, lots of sun. 82, partly cloudy Saturday. And then on Sunday, cools down a bit, cloudy and 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A rainy 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and an upfront bonus just for opening an account? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account and a guaranteed 10% growth per year, which you can use for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. This will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. 10% growth isn't going to last long. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending our sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, but once we think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The whole reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we keep our guys busy and we keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner is ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details on our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today at 801-443-7600. You can Google Any Hour Services, or you can schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:53. A lot of businesses finding it tough to fill a whole lot of openings. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
With more Americans getting COVID shots and getting out of the house, more businesses are looking to hire. Ken Simonson with the National Association for Business Economics says first quarter hiring was okay. However,
a strong growth in the optimism about how many firms will be adding employees through the second quarter of this year up through June.
Lots of places, though, are still having a real problem finding people to fill their open spots. Mac Hay owns Mac's Fish House on Cape Cod.
This time of year, right here at the end of April, beginning of May, we usually have about 200 people on staff. Currently, we have a little bit over 100 people right now. So we're struggling.
Some national restaurant chains in the same boat and offering signing bonuses or increased pay to get workers in the door. Chipotle offering free college tuition to employees who stay for at least 4 months. And Taco Bell now offering paid family leave to its company store managers. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Apple will build a new campus in North Carolina. This is the first new Apple campus in the U.S. in more than 20 years. North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper on the announcement.
The company will invest more than $1 billion and create at least 3,000 jobs with an average salary of $185,000 a year.
The new facility plans to operate on 100% renewable energy. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Smart Food for a donut-flavored popcorn. The snack food will be available exclusively at Sam's Club in original glazed donut flavor. First, it was New Zealand and Australia. Now Hong Kong and Singapore have agreed to quarantine-free travel. The two cities will let people travel within the bubble without having to quarantine or test negative. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 15 points, sitting at 34,029. S&P 500 up by 13. The NASDAQ up by nearly a full percent. It's up by 129 points. A big cleanup of tons of garbage in the Pacific Ocean is just a drop in the bucket. ABC's Chuck Severson reports.
A cruise returned from the northernmost islands in the Hawaiian archipelago, hauling more than 47 tons of abandoned fishing nets, buoys, crates, bottle caps, and cigarette lighters from the shores of the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. The nets can entangle endangered Hawaiian monk seals and other animals on the uninhabited beaches, stretching more than 1,300 miles. It's part of National Protected Waters and surrounded by what's called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch that circulates in ocean currents. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Whoa, 47 tons. That is so hard to imagine. We'll check your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:57.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.